Distinguished hosts, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the invitation to speak at this really important event. I am very excited to tell you a little bit more about what Oslo does to promote sustainability and improving the quality of life for our citizens. Most importantly, Oslo is one of a very few cities in the world which with climate goals in accordance with the Paris Agreement. We are also very proud to have been appointed the European Green Capital this year. This is a great recognition of the fact that Oslo is spearheading the green transition. We want to use this year as an opportunity to mobilize and to share, but also to learn from others. I now want to tell you about Oslo's five most important approaches when working towards sustainability and a climate policy in line with the Paris Agreement. First and most importantly, we set ambitious targets. And this is a responsibility that we as politicians need to take. Setting ambitious targets and finding ways to measure them is crucial. Our goal is to reduce Oslo's climate emissions by 95% by 2030. Oslo will in reality become a sub-zero emission city. This is ambitious, this is demanding, but it is essential. So it is really motivating to see that we are on track. From 2016 to 2017, Oslo's emission fell by 9%. Secondly, we need to work systematically to create an emission-free city across all sectors. Sales of electric cars are rising quickly due to unique cooperation between the national and the municipal authorities. The latest figures from March this year shows that 77% of all new cars sold in Oslo are electric cars. And we are also taking the electric vehicle revolutions further into buses, into freight and into taxis. For public buildings, low emissions are the new norm in Oslo. And now we are also demanding fossil fuel construction sites. Public procurement is a strong tool. From 2018 to 2020, we plan to invest 1 billion euros in environmental measures and infrastructure. The city is a driving force for state-of-the-art technology in this field. Oslo's third approach is to improve the alternatives for car users. We are increasing the frequency of public transport, and last year, our public transport system saw a 4% growth in passengers. Moreover, we are breaking the national records for building new bike lanes. Oslo has, as many other cities, been built for cars for decades, so it is time to change. And we are now creating a 1.5 square kilometers pedestrian zone in the city center of Oslo, where cars used to park. Residents are now eating out, enjoying cultural activities and art, leaving their bikes and letting the children out to play. Our fourth approach is that when we develop new areas for housing in Oslo, we are very aware of what kind of life we plan for there. It is very important to ensure that people can live good life with access to parks and playgrounds, with mixed use of space, good architectural qualities, and so on. We also focus on creating residential areas where it's easy to live without your own car, with good conditions for pedestrians and bike lanes and access to public transport. And this has to be in place before the first people move in. Lastly, we have made a climate budget, and this is important. It is not enough to have high ambitions. We must also follow them up in a transparent way. Oslo has therefore set up a system of climate budgeting. It is part of the ordinary budget process, and it's the Deputy Mayor for Finance that is responsible. Our climate budget shows how we will reduce emissions, when we will reduce emissions, and who is responsible. We like to say that we measure CO2 the same way as we count money. climate action is not something to be done by somebody else, somewhere else, and at another time. We need to act, and we need to do it now. So thank you for your attention.